You think we should start making
Calm down,
not Fallout 4 jokes now?
Not until the vape mod comes out, then it'll be GOTY.
You know what I want to know? So Nick Valentine in the game has memories from like an old detective, like pre-war detective. Do you think he remembers what pizza used to be like?
Yeah, why haven't I found any pizza in the wasteland?
Well, because it doesn't exist in the wasteland, but some people before, like some ghouls probably know. They're like, oh man, I wish I had this pizza. And Nick's probably like, oh, I've got these memories of pizza. I gotta go track it down.
I feel like if I was in Fallout lore, I would be a ghoul who would be like, all I want is pizza. But I can't have it anymore.
A pizza ghoul.
I'm just trapped in this weird limbo. I'm a pizza ghoul. That feel will know pizza ghoul friend.
God damn it.
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast for a year. That's right, folks. We've been living, loving, learning everything there is to know about pizza pie and our friend Sonic for a full-blown fucking year. Woo!
Woo.
I mean, have you... people said it wasn't going to happen. People didn't think this podcast was going to last more than 2 or 3 weeks. Guess what, dummies? We're still here. There's nothing you can do to stop us. You know,
between this and the Monster Girl thing, we put out over 50 hours of content.
50 hours, baby. Self-congratulatory here. We've made friends, lost a lot more of them.
Yeah.
We have not pissed our pants on the podcast yet, so that's another goal we've won.
That's all that I care about.
There's one thing that Alan's been happy about. No pissing in this podcast whatsoever.
None. A lot of cum talk when Monty was here. But
piss. Yeah, a lot of cum talk. But you know what? We've created lasting, powerful art that nobody can disagree with. We've outlived our enemies, the DOS Ratchet Boys. Both of them are fucking dead, buried in the ground.
Woo!
At their deaths. They're just lying and rotting in the ground.
Worms are eating them now.
Worms are eating them while we're eating that big pizza pie, baby. Yeah. Oh, is this our smoochy segment?
That's my eating pizza segment.
Oh, well, let's kiss this pizza on the crust. The lip of the pizza. Oh, man. Pizza pie, carry us through. Man, Quillheads talk shop personally. Alan, it's been a year. We did it.
People
laughed at us, and as our podcast has successfully slid downhill and gotten less and less popular.
We just need to have Lenore back on, and then we'll get our listeners back for one episode. Or Monty, maybe.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not important. The numbers aren't important. They feel important.
They're kind of
and
important.
They hurt my heart.
They're kind of important.
But you know what? It's about having fun with your friend. And
friend, not just, really.
Just come on. It's been a year.
It's still in the contract.
Can I get some sort of elevation?
I guess you could give an annual review. Let me look at the terms of this contract. Hold on. Where's my paper?
Can I just have something here? Anything?
Hold on a second. Okay, let's see here.
It's on a Domino's. It's on a Domino's coupon thing.
Okay, so it says here after four fiscal quarters, I can elevate you to acquaintance on a probationary basis.
Oh God, I'll take it.
Okay,
woo!
Acquaintance and business partner.
Okay, that's great. Does that mean I can talk to you about TV shows on our off time?
At
the water cooler?
Only at the water cooler, not at my desk.
You have to keep the water cooler. You can't get rid of it. I've had that trick pulled on me before.
Well, see, the water cooler, it's a little bit of a misnomer because it's really just filled with Pepsi Max.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I had a party at my place last night and all my friends drank half my Pepsi Max and I felt... I was mixed about it because I was like, you know, I use this stuff to function on a day-to-day basis.
I need this for my podcast. I need this to create content.
I
need this to create my content, guys.
Do you think I could put this on my tax form?
This is daddy's content fuel.
Hey, Daddy needs this to live. Hey, also, I tell the cast and crew of my very successful and very popular TV show, The Public Access Archival Project. I make them all call me Daddy. By the way,
why?
Because I like it, and it makes me feel tough, and it makes me feel strong.
See, Russ, the fact that I'm a mom online isn't creepy, but the fact that you make people call you Daddy is creepy.
That's not true.
It kind of is. I think Daddy has some weird connotations with it.
Oh, well, you shut your cake hole. Pie hole. Actually, I think our podcast, I have to say pie hole because we do eat a lot of pie.
Eat a lot of pizza pie. We haven't eaten any pizza cake, though.
We do eat a lot of pie.
We just fuck cakes.
I guess if you look at it, like, a normal style pizza is a pie, and then you look at a Chicago style, and that's more cakey.
Mm.
And, man, you should have bought a cake for our podcast, because it's a year old, baby. It can, like, it's almost going to walk.
I guess. A podcast walking. When do you think it'll start talking?
How many?
So that we can have it just do itself.
How many podcasts have we defeated at this point? A Life Well Wasted? The Igra Octo Podcast?
The Ratchet Boys.
Deep cut. The Ratchet Boys were putting stuff out consistently every week for about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, fuck. Well, they're dead, though, so.
I mean.
Is their RSS still up?
I mean, they're fucking dead, so. I think one of their family members is keeping it alive, but
it's a memorial. Fuck.
Yeah, they have a Patreon, and I keep spamming at them like, "Don't support this shit. Don't support shit."
You know that Patreon hack that was like going around a while back where they stole everybody's credit card numbers? It was because of you.
Yeah, that was right. That was me. I just hate the DOS Ratchet Boys, and I want them to die the rotten hell like the motherfuckers they are.
God damn those DOS Ratchet Boys.
I hate them.
They're fucking lasagna.
It's fucking lame. I mean, they raised how much money in their extra life, and I couldn't even raise that much for my personal life, which is the charity to myself where I was going to use the funds to purchase a Kasumi doll.
I couldn't even raise that much in Second Life, where I just roleplay as Knuckles.
what again?
Knuckles.
Oh, I thought you said Knocked Owl. I was like,
Knocked Owl is my...
Is this a fucking Pokemon thing?
Knocked Owl is my Pokemon roleplay. Yeah, I just dress up as...
Wait, what? Did you, like, spank people with your wings, your Knocked Owl wings?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a specific command function in Second Life that lets you spank automatically?
There are bondage scripts pre-written into the game so you can tie people up, so yes.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
good. You should get into Second Life.
We should get into Second Life, baby.
We should advertise our podcast in Second Life.
Yeah. This is awesome. I love this idea. Well, I mean, Alan, you're a mom, so you're always spanking your kids, right?
No, Russ. We've already talked about this.
You give them a big old spank on the booty.
No, not exactly, Russ. That'd be a little bit weird.
Hey, when Lenora's pitching cookies from the cookie jar, you go, grab a switch.
Grab a switch from the tree. Is this the 1920s?
Grab a switch from the tree. I guess. You're an old, I'm conservative with my pizza values, but you're conservative with your momming values.
I don't think I am, actually.
You're kind of a nouveau dommer. Your domming is highly unconventional.
Yeah, it's more psychological than anything.
Yeah, you make them, when you dom, you make them record a podcast with you for a year. It's a long con.
It's a long dom, yeah.
The long dom con. Mm-hmm. The long damn con.
God damn it.
Speaking of the long con, well, it's not really a con because it's good and it delivers weekly, unlike our podcast. Hold on. Lucha Underground. We watched.
Before we get to Lucha Underground, Russ, you've been on a quest recently, a personal quest.
I don't want to talk about this.
You don't?
Okay. So about two to two and a half weeks ago, I started tweeting about getting a girlfriend. Because if we all remember a classic bit, I would scream out the name of a loved one at the beginning of the podcast about how much I love them and such and such. Some things, some mutual contracts got broken, and the actor I hired,
sexy star, you
SAG
can go ahead and
rate,
say it.
SAG-AFTRA, sexy star. Things fell out, couldn't afford it, with this whole, it just didn't work. So I went on and I said, I'm going to get a real natural human girlfriend. That's right. Not an anime character, not a video game character. I'm going to get the real deal, baby. And I thought this was going to be a 2 or 3 day project, you know, put a little work in. It is. It's turned out pretty hard. I've learned a lot of uncomfortable stuff about myself. For example, I'm a nasty man.
Nasty man, huh?
Bit of a nasty.
Like Janet Jackson nasty?
A little bit of a nasty. And not like a fun nasty, more like a very bad, and people don't like me very much.
Oh, okay.
Especially girls.
Hmm.
Turns out girls don't like me very much.
That's weird, huh? Can't imagine what that's like.
Well, I would have said that when I had a much higher opinion of myself, but things have really gone downhill.
Damn.
Turns out the chili boob isn't a very killer way to pick up girls. That's right, I actually created the chili boob in real life. That's where I took a small balloon and filled it with chili and held it like a boobie.
Drew a nipple on it.
And I would be like, yeah. Well, no, I mean, it would have the nipple part, and I would just kind of highlight it with some with a Sharpie just to really let it people know. Mm-hmm. Hey,
draw an areola on there.
And, yeah. And that doesn't impress girls. Having a hit TV show doesn't really impress girls. Having an insanely popular Sonic, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet, that doesn't really impress girls. I think you need to have a good personality.
Probably.
Joie de vivre, like, something attracts people, yeah. But I feel... Yeah, savoir faire. And I don't have that apparently. So I'm gonna have to, you know. So I went with the whole sugar daddy route, and I went on Craigslist, posted an ad, and I, you know, through very coded language, basically said I was willing to pay. I don't think that really sold.
No responses.
No responses.
Damn.
One bot who said they preferred the missionary position, so I knew immediately that they're fucking liars.
Yeah, that's not a real person. That's insane. Who does
that's
that?
That's not real. That's not a human. That's a robot. Yeah, that's a only robots are the only people. Cage, which we'll get to later.
Robots only fuck in the missionary position. That's insane. Nobody does that in 2015. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That Time article that we're going to be... Was it Time that was saying that we're going to fuck robots in by 2025 or something?
That was me saying that.
Who said...
That was me.
Well, I mean... You've been fucking robots since 1992, dude.
Yeah, before I was born. That's true.
You were
in the womb.
Oh, we know that. We know that you're fucking lying. We know the truth, Alan. You're a 45-year-old man, and I'm 52 years old.
That's true.
So yeah,
I'm actually a mom.
So you are actually a mom, and that's why you love spanking so much. You got a good strong spanking wrist.
God damn it.
God damn it. He only wanted... Alan only needed one podcast back then.
I'm going to hang up on you right now, podcast. Ross. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up on your fucking ass.
When he was spanking his babes.
I'm going to kill you.
His little babes
I'm demoting toilet, you back from acquaintance. I told you it was a probationary status, Ross. You're not in my acquaintance anymore. Fucking motherfucker.
He only needed one podcast while spanking those babes.
I'm looking at the anyway. Paperwork again to see if I can demote you to anything lower than business partner.
Business asshole, I guess. Yeah, anyway. So, even though I made it to the end of the year and I did not get a new girlfriend, I am not giving up.
Maybe you should.
Trust me, by the end of 2015, not even 2016, I was going to say 2016, and I said, you know what?
Maybe you should shoot for 2017, to be honest.
By New Year's Eve, I'm gonna be saying, my New Year promise is to spend my time smooching this pretty lady. So, get ready for that. Woo!
What's with this new wooing thing?
That's my... it's my new catchphrase. It's my new thing.
Aren't you stealing that from, like, Ric Flair?
Probably. Let's see.
Lucha Underground.
Episode 10, yeah. We were introduced to the new machine.
Four new wrestlers. We met four new wrestlers today.
Yeah, four new wrestlers. There was Angelico... Kind of a showboater.
Some South
kind of
African some man.
And he looked like some dude.
He's a South African man that kind of looks like the guy from D'Antwoord. Ninja.
But a little more clean cut.
A little bit like if Ninja wild. Had like a younger brother that was like less methed out and less crazy, then like this would be him. And he's just like wearing pants and just like flexing on people. And then there's...
He just likes BMX. BMZF instead of BMX.
Then there's the other guy who's like, what was it, like Argento or something? Or... Something like that.
What was it, like Aerostar or
Aerostar?
Something?
Aerostar is like Argent. It was like Silver something. Silver guy. And yeah, and then Cage. And Cage is probably the most interesting of them all.
Aerostar, he did a lot of cartwheels, so me and Alan speculated that much like the Flash gets a speed power from interacting with the Speed Force, Johnny Mundo interacts with the Parkour Force, which is like a separate dimension that gives him power. This guy has a lesser form, kind of like Dr. Zoom, or Professor Zoom, sorry. Professor Zoom is equals in some respects to the Flash. Yeah, it's Professor Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was I going with this? What an asshole.
But the you're saying the cartwheel force is sort of a weaker like shadow of the parkour force.
Yeah, it's like a shadow of the parkour force, which currently Johnny Mundo does not have access to. I feel like maybe his like chakra gate or something is being blocked after the brutal battle to decide the current champion of Lucha Underground.
Anyway, Cage won. Cage won that first 4-person match.
Then there was another fucking guy, but we don't remember him. He sucked.
He's like Silver Mask.
Cage was cool. He looked like a child in a giant man's body. He looked like an action figure.
He's wearing like a 20 strongman outfit.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of looked like what a child would think a professional wrestler looks like. Which children clearly do not like.
Cartoonish looking muscles.
Because it's for fucking adults. Yeah. Because it's professional wrestling, it's for fucking adults. Thank you. Kiddies, go to bed. And wake up tomorrow and watch fucking
SpongeBob.
Seth Rogen vehicles. Yeah, fucking SpongeBob and Family Guy or whatever you do. Play some goddamn fucking
Minecraft.
Oh no, Minecraft. Make some dicks in Minecraft.
That's one good thing.
So Cage, despite being a child, pure like the virgin snow, is not one to showboat. He just wants to get people down on the mat, pin them, and win them. You know what I mean?
He's just smacking people. He's a machine.
He's a machine. I feel like he just called him. I don't think he's a sexy machine like Alan was discussing that he wants to fuck.
No, he's like a weird, like if a child's body, like mind got put into like a weird hulking flesh golem. That's what he's like.
It's like Big with Tom Hanks, but more violent.
Yeah, basically.
Dario Cueto's like, I love more violent violence. Sometimes he doesn't get his tenses right.
Dario Cueto's not very good at grammar.
Not me. he's not a great grammar boy. Grandma's boy. With a cameo by David Spade. Anyway, he's at the Chinese restaurant. I just had a horrible flashback to Grandma's Boy.
You actually watched that movie?
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was the first time I saw a boob in a movie, so it was a pretty big deal.
First time you saw a boob in general, and last time, too.
True. You got me there. I'm too scared to Google stuff. My mom won't let me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so Cage, my mom won't let me. My mom has all the safe search stuff on, and I don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, you got Bonsai Buddy on there?
Bonsai Buddy's protecting me.
Bonsai Buddy won't let you see boobs.
Speaking of Bonsai Buddy... some people went Bonsai this week when, fucking Phoenix battled King Cuerno. It was kind of a nothing match. I feel like it's a little bit of filler.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because, there was some good stuff in there, but it really felt like same old, same old.
Yeah.
With, Phoenix, no.
We've seen them fight so many times.
Yeah, they need to push that forward or make it more interesting.
I mean, it had an interesting resolution.
Because, it literally ends... Yeah. But not really, because there's nothing conclusive about it.
No, I mean, so at the very end, Drago pulled King Cuerno like underneath this big ledge, like on like a table, and then he jumped off of like a 20-foot like ledge onto the table and body slammed him, and they both got knocked out. So it was a draw. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah, not that exciting. I like to see them mix it up soon, but that's the nice part about Lucha Underground is that they actually do that, unlike the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the big match of the night. Fucking Phoenix took on the man of the hour, the king of the castle,
King of the
Prince
Ring,
Puma.
Prince Puma.
Or well, no, right now he's the Prince of the Ring. Mm, well, we all know his father, King Puma, is currently in the afterlife with fucking Goku and King Kai you know, I think he's dead is what I'm trying to say, but he's going to come back and battle his son.
Probably.
To become the greatest warrior in the cosmos. I believe that's what I think will happen.
Season two.
You know. Season two. Get ready, folks. Aliens are coming. Or maybe not. I'm not sure yet.
Is Stardust from the WWE an alien? Is that his whole deal?
I think he is. I don't know. He's got a cape now. That's really most I've kept up with Stardust is he has a cape now.
That's cool.
So
the Prince Puma and Phoenix fight was pretty good.
Fucking.
They're pretty evenly matched.
It was like entertaining, but not, you know.
Nothing stand out.
Kind of a cool down from last week, which is wild.
Yeah, last week was insane. And this one was just kind of consistently pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, Phoenix looked like he learned his lesson. No more of this fucking showboating, you know.
And then at the end,
no more of this fucking.
So Prince Puma won. He kept his belt, but then at the end, Cage stormed on into the ring, and just like pile-drived him and like beat him up because he wants the fucking belt. I guess.
We forgot the best part of the episode. How did we forget the best part of the episode?
Wait, what?
Blue Demon Jr.'s smooth moves.
Oh yeah, Blue Demon Jr. And Chavo Guerrero.
That part was so good, it felt like it was part of a different episode. A much more exciting, interesting episode.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Chavo tried brass knuckling. Chavo lost the... He was deemed non-worthy, like Thor in the original comic run early on. He was deemed not worthy enough to wield the chairs of doom, so he tried using some brass knuckles. Demon Jr., on the other hand, had never lost the ability to use the chairs of power. And fucking brutalized Chavo with them and banished him.
Well, wearing far a away. Really snazzy outfit.
An alternate dimension. Yeah, real snazzy. Like, and Chavo, at first, we all thought he truly had changed because he did not have his fearsome poncho on, his poncho of protection. But alas, it was.
It gives him a +2 to AC.
Couldn't. No. He. For some reason, maybe the poncho doesn't work well with external weaponry. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked up its specs in the extended guide to weaponry. I don't know what book that's in, but it's not the player's handbook. Anyway, yeah. So, not a hugely exciting episode. Chava got his butt kicked in. Prince Puma won, but then got slammed by Cage. Just. Overall, setting up new stuff. It was a setup episode, which is perfectly fine. I kind of miss my boy, Pentagon Jr.
Yeah. Not Pentagon Jr. Wonder what he's up to.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, wait, is that him?
He's a true ninja.
Is that him here? Did he come visit us on our anniversary?
No.
Oh. Who was that then?
Oh, it's Froob Guy.
Oh, hell yeah, it's Froob Guy.
Zink, zink, zonk, I love to talk. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Froob Guy?
Do you like a hamburger sandwich?
I do like hamburgers.
Well, that's good for you. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Bye, Froob Guy.
Oh, no. Froob Guy. Don't get too close to the ocean. Oh, no. Froob Guy.
Froob Guy.
A marlin has come up and poked its nose into a fucking Froob Guy's asshole and is dragging him off to the deep seas once again, where he will never escape.
Oh, Froob Guy. Always with the Marlin.
Oh, Froob Guy. It's the old man in the sea. It's a parable.
The old Froob in the sea.
The old Froob in the sea. Well, most Froobs are old, because I don't know if they're still around or not.
I'm pretty sure they are in the UK.
I don't know. The UK is kind of like the old world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just old and kind of gross there. Much like lizard people running around.
You'd think there'd be more lizard people living out here because they could just bathe on some sunstones.
Sunstones from Pokemon. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of stones.
Soul Rock.
I had some.
The pizza stone. Yeah, pizza stones.
Pizza stones. We didn't have any pizza that was made on pizza stones because we had Domino's this week, baby. In our most. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Before we get to our most hot segment, we ought to get to our most popular segment.
Yeah, our most popular segment. Alan finally has to recognize that it's the most popular segment. That's right, baby. The Robin Minute. It's a minute of nonstop Robin coverage that you have come to know and love. It's insanely popular. People are talking nonstop. I have been approached on the street once or twice and said, "How is Robin?" And I'm like, "Shh, shh, shh. You get a minute of that every week. I can't give you no more." And it's just that, it's just this tantalizing driplets that people love. They just love it, you know?
Yeah, you're just dripping in their mouth a little bit by bit each week.
A little bit by bit, we drop a little Robin on them. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so starting in, okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1, start.
Okay.
So, should we discuss the latest Robin news?
I guess so.
Yeah, should I, I think it's canon at this point that, me and Robin have become married on the internet, but I think it's similar in practice to how Alan has become Lenore's mom.
Except not as important, because she hates your guts. It's just constantly making fun of you.
Yeah, she hates my guts. I feel like, I don't know. I think this is just making the dynamic clearer, where that she's trying to beat the shit out of me and I'm trying to be a vicarious asshole. And we're just being rude and awful people to each other. So I feel like it's the real thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's what you want out of it,
right?
And that's what you want out of a relationship, Russ.
Well, that's kind of what you want, Alan.
I mean, yeah, it's just getting the shit beat out of me and being people.
That's true.
Having people be mean to me. That'd be nice.
Oh, check it out. Do you hear that vibrating? Why is my timer not working?
I thought that was your dildo. Vibrator.
Nope. Just like John. Well, anyway, that was the Robin Minute. Dropped a big bombshell on you all. Yeah, that's right. I have a wife.
My wife.
My wife. My beautiful wife.
I want a wife.
That's a pretty big drop for for a year-long episode, right? That's pretty wild.
Kind of. It's a good. I'm glad you dropped it in our anniversary episode, I guess.
Yeah, that's a huge drop.
Big scoop.
I haven't particularly hidden it on. It's a big scoop. So, shout out to Robin, my wife.
My wife.
Take my wife, please.
So Henny Youngman, the comedian who said that all the time, was he into cucking?
Yeah.
Take my wife, please. I mean, what else am I supposed to think?
Oh, the Russ man, it's me, your wife. This is how Robin talks, by the way. Oh, your taste in video games are terrible. Russ man.
I thought she was Irish.
Oi, look at the Irish on you, Russ man.
I mean, I don't think that's what they sound like, Russ. Like,
isn't that, this is an Irish accent? What about Cachulain?
Cachulain.
How does Cachulain sound?
What about that? What's that big giant man that, like, the big cigarettes or whatever the fuck? Giant's Causeway?
The Jolly Green Giant?
Jolly Green Giant, yeah, he's from Ireland, right? Or is he just green?
He smoked peas. He smoked green beans, baby.
Woo!
Anyway, let's keep going.
I don't like this
Domino's
wooing.
Goes.
Domino's goes.
You don't like it? What's wrong with it? I think it gives it a little verve. It gives it a little pep. Woo!
You're leaning on it too much as a crutch. I don't like it.
what else do I have?
That's true, I guess. You don't have anything else.
Do you want me to go back to bulk? Okay, we're going back to bulk then.
Bulk's okay. Maybe we should go back. It's nostalgic at this point.
It's the year long. Don't have anybody to call out to. I'm still looking for a girlfriend, though.
Yeah, okay. So
still looking for that girlfriend, though. If you want to be my girlfriend, that's cool.
Yeah, anybody out there, please.
We can make this work. Anybody. Even Alan's concerned at this point.
I just want him to shut up at this point.
Alan's hoping for two options. I die or I get this girlfriend.
Whatever will make him shut up the most and fastest.
Whatever. Shut up the most? How do you shut up the most?
I don't know if dying would shut you up more than having a girlfriend is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm hoping that I can get my brain scanned so I could be put into a robot.
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to be stuck with an immortal metal.
It's going to be a sexy robot too, so it's just going to make things uncomfortable.
It's going to be, you're going to put your body, you're going to put your brain in a Chappie. You already told me this. The sexiest of robots.
Sexy Chappie.
Well, that's redundant, Russ.
It's going to have a little areola sharpied on it. It's going to have chili boob dispenser.
Well, we,
but like, the chili boobs will be like,
we know that the Chappie learned how to eat ass from D Antwoord, so he's already the sexiest robot. He learned how to eat pits and eat ass.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so ironic? That's such a Twilight Zone episode that The Rust Man, once he gets his brain scanned and becomes a sexy robot, gets laid more than the human. Ray Bradbury could not write better science fiction.
That one, that's not usually how Twilight Zone episodes end, with somebody just having a cool life.
Didn't somebody fuck the, is it the my body sings the electric or whatever it's called in with
I sing
the
body
robot
electric.
Fucking?
No, it's not. Yeah. Do you think the dad was fucking that grandma
I'm
robot?
Just thinking about my Rosie the Robot fucking, yeah, I'm thinking about my Rosie the Robot fucking George Jetson?
George Jetson.
Fanfic. Yeah.
So here's the thing about my I sing the body electric. It's because their mom died, like the kid's mom died. So the dad replaced the mom with a grandma robot. So is the dad into MILFs?
Why didn't they just get some random guy off Twitter?
Yeah, why didn't they just replace... Why didn't they just get some college student off Twitter to be their mom?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
It's way cheaper. It's They'll do it for free.
Give it a human touch.
Yeah.
Teach them about doming, you know, the American way.
My kids, not this fucking... my kids stole the money from my wallet because their mom on Twitter told them it was fin doming.
Why would they want to fin-dom their daddy? That's bad. Don't fin-dom daddy.
My kids just keep on talking about cucking all the time. It's
one
awful.
One year of this. You did it, people. If you've been here from episode one, you did it. Woo!
Woo. Okay.
I mean, bulk. Alan, drop some Domino reviews on us. We're already...
Today was the 50% off, the last day of the 50% off deal. At Domino's. So I got three pizzas. I had a Philly cheesesteak, a classic. I think that was actually one of the things I talked about in the very first episode was the Philly cheesesteak and the chicken carbonara, which is sadly no longer with us. Mm-hmm. So I had the Philly cheesesteak. I had another one of my recent go-to loadouts, which is pepperoni, sliced sausage, and banana peppers. And then I mixed it up a little bit. I had salami, sliced sausage, green peppers, and pineapple.
Whoa.
And you know what, Russ?
Two fruits on this pizza. Well, what?
It was pretty fucking good. I think I actually might have liked that one the best, the pineapple one. Because it went together really well with that sliced sausage and the salami. I tell you what.
The sweet and the savory, and a little bit of spice.
Yeah, a little bit spicy, a little bit, like, pretty salty and savory. And then it's the sweet pineapple. The pineapple wasn't too... there wasn't too like much juice there. It wasn't like too runny or anything. It was just perfect. I think it's going to reheat really well in the oven too, because it'll get a little bit caramelized and a little bit crunchier. It's going to be pretty good. I think get that pineapple.
If you put some bitter on there, you'd have all the flavors. It'd be a fucking masterpiece using every paint in the paint book.
Now, I was conflicted. I didn't know if I should get like a barbecue sauce base or just a normal. So I went with the normal robust sauce. And I think that worked good because I think the tomato sauce and the pineapple really contrasts well. It was a pretty good pizza.
By the way, we need to specify something important here.
Mm-hmm.
We went deep into Domino's style this week. They had 50% off on all pizza.
Yeah. Today was the last day of it.
And I think in the last week alone, I with others, splitting it, of course, mm-hmm. have purchased roughly... $150 worth of pizza.
Fuck, what the hell?
When we were shooting the last episode, I bought four pizzas.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I meant to say 150 split in half. So about 70.
Okay, well, that's not bad then.
That's what I meant to say.
I spent $25 on pizza today.
Yeah, so we spent about... Yeah, together, we bought about... $60 pizzas for the friends that came over and hanged out at my party, because I have friends, by the way, if I mentioned that. And then I bought a pizza for myself today, which we'll go into in a second. Or should I start
now?
Go
ahead and start now. I'm done with mine.
I finally checked out something. I had the chicken bacon ranch. I had been warned. Alan, not out of any sense of, like, he hates it. He was just worried about me and concerned about my well-being. He was like, Russ, I don't want you to stumble into, you know, Domino's, you know, No basketball team will ever be perfect, to borrow the parlance of my old friend Ravi.
Mm-hmm.
Then
we got,
you know,
we know the
Suns aren't.
You're
gonna have flaws somewhere. Yeah, exactly. Most of my friends' teams are losing all the time.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that you're never gonna get the perfect offense and the perfect defense working together. You know, MJ's gone. You're not going to get that back. So,
talk more about basketball, you know, Ross. You clearly know a lot about it.
Let me talk a little about Nets.
Hoops?
It's all about the net, baby. Woo!
It's all about like Mike.
All about that hoop. It's all about that dribble, baby. It's all about Magic Mike. It's all about shirtless Tatum.
I don't know if that's basketball.
You bait him with shirtless. It has a lot to do with balls.
That's true.
So Alan, out of concern for me, told me not to get the chicken bacon ranch. And,
I thought it was a little bit too ranchy.
Really? Oh, so you had had it before. I thought you said you never had
it. No, I had it before and it was a little bit too ranchy. I wasn't feeling that.
Wow. But you're not a big ranch man.
I'm not a big ranch man. I'm not into that ranch mellow.
Well, one of these parties I held, my one party, the other one was a studio shoot, the opposite of party, because it's fucking hard work. At that fucking party I had, somebody was like, we gotta get the CBR, Chicken Bacon Ranch, and we got it for them, because, you know, they're not a big fan. And boom, bada, bang, it shows up. I have a single slice of it. It's the most popular pie out of the four. I take a single slice. I'm like, this is a little tangy. It's salty, and it's got a little bit of crunch and a little bit of chew. I enjoyed it so much, the next day I bought another pizza.
Hmm. You liked it?
Yeah, it was good. I really liked it on its own. It's tangy, and it's not as good as our chicken carbonara.
No, God, no.
No, I don't think anything will be. I think after this, we should do like a quick 2-minute like retrospective over the year. Once
we should just have 2 minutes of radio silence about.
Maybe let's just have a moment of silence for the chicken carbonara, which I think is truly dead after our hit campaign that we really struck out for.
They didn't listen to us. We really tweeted about it at least 5 times, but they never.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Listen, if you tweet about something, it has to come true. I'm going to get a girlfriend eventually. The chicken carbonara.
I tweeted about being a mom, and now I am. So,
look at Alan. He's the truth. It's true. Anyway, but yeah, the chicken bacon ranch was really good. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
Might give it another shot.
It had some tang. Maybe the pie you got was a little too
saucy.
Yeah, maybe. And did you? In the options, you can put light sauce, right?
I could put light sauce on there, yeah.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it.
Hmm. That's good.
Woo!
Woo! Anyway. I got some hot news, Russ.
Ooh, drop it on me like a big saucy baby.
Okay, Domino's will let you order pizza by pressing a button. So it is they're making a pizza easy button. It's a physical button made by Flick, a magnetic button you can program to do different things. So the way they've got it set up is you save your easy order, a payment details, and address on Domino's website, and a press of the button, they'll deliver that order to you whenever you press the button. That's it. It's the same.
So it's
the same as like when you tweet a pizza emoji at their account. Then if you have your Domino's account hooked up to your Twitter, they'll automatically order your easy order or whatever. Same thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you ever done the easy order before?
No, because I carefully craft each one of my loadouts, so.
That's true, that's true.
It doesn't really appeal to me.
You're no Thomas Kincaid. You don't just churn out, you know, the same shit over and over.
Yeah, I'm not the painter of light. Artist.
Do we ever discuss the pizza points? How many pizza points do you have right now?
I haven't checked. I know I got 10 for my order today.
Yeah, we're both big pizza points winners, because I think I might get my free pizza soon with all this pizza I've been buying lately.
Maybe. I think I'm getting it kind of close. I forgot. I haven't checked that in a while. I think it takes like a while for it to update, too. Anyway, here's another story. Study finds men eat 93% more pizza when trying to impress women. Let's see. This statistic comes from courtesy of researchers at Cornell seeking to examine whether men's eating habits change as a result of sexual selection. The researchers found that men down 93% more pizza or an additional 1.4 slices when eating in the company of women than they did when eating with other men. They also found that men eat 86% more salad when dining with the opposite sex. So why do they do this? Apparently, to the extent that masculinity tends to be viewed isomorphically with a man's relative position in their social context, It is plausible that the masculinity that men can demonstrate through conspicuous eating might function as a mechanism for men to enhance how attractive they are perceived by women.
Now, I was listening to everything you said, but I don't really get it. Is it saying that girls will like me if I eat more pizza in front of them?
Basically.
Yeah. All right. Get ready, girlfriends.
Also, Ooh! The study suggests that men...
I'm just going to carry a pizza around everywhere.
The study also suggests that men have a disproportionate tendency to consume new foods as a way of signaling strong immune systems to potential mates. You eat new foods, then that you might be doing, that's a sort of biological mechanism to show that your immune system's strong.
So maybe, I do all kinds of new foods. Like when Taco Bell brings out a new thing with the volcano sauce, I'll try that.
Yeah. You have those boss wraps yet?
I have not had those boss wraps yet.
I'm
afraid of to. Maybe I am weak because I'm afraid to eat Taco Bell steak. I've never had Taco Bell steak before.
What, really? You haven't had it at all?
No, it scares me. It looks gross.
Just eat it. It's not that bad. Get the potato wrap. Get the potato boss wrap. It's got steak and potatoes in there. It's good.
But what is it? Is it like a hamburger steak?
It's like steak. It's kind of
hamburger.
I'll tell you what the steak is. The steak is kind of like, it tastes like, it doesn't taste like bad. It's a little bit kind of like, not chewy, but like, it feels...
I imagine them like mini McRibs.
No, it's not as bad as a McRib. It's not nearly as bad as a McRib.
That's all I'm thinking about, though, is like, these are like little mini McRibs, and I could get like my fake chicken.
They're not bad. I've been dealing with fake chicken. The texture's weird. The texture's a little bit weird, I'll give you that. But it's not bad. The taste is fine.
It scares me.
Just eat it.
You eat it. Fuck you.
I already ate it. It was good. Speaking
eat
of good.
Eat some more, dumbass. When your colon explodes from your steak is like meat some Mentos.
Hey, Russ, I'm trying new things. That's why I'm more attractive to women, according to science.
All it does is add to your motherly glow. We all know that.
That's true. I have to watch my motherly figure, too. I can't eat too much of it.
I mean, motherly figures, I don't know.
Thick.
Okay, I shouldn't. Yeah. So you have to eat enough steak, but not too much. Anyway, let's keep going. I've really put this episode on slow.
Pursue a degree in pizza at this UK university. Let's see.
That sounds like a fucking scam, because you didn't need any... You didn't need anything, Alan, and you're a fucking expert already.
This apprenticeship program, the first ever for the company, which is... it's from Pizza Hut, actually. They're created in tandem with Manchester Metropolitan University, will include both academic and practical programs to cover a range of skills from food production to financial analysis. So I think this could be interesting if it was somebody else besides Pizza Hut. Like a degree in making Pizza Hut pizza? That's garbage.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
I had an idea.
What's your idea?
If our podcast ever makes money one day, we should open up a Domino's franchise of our own and just record a podcast in there.
That's a beautiful dream, Russ.
That's probably the best. That's like the dream that Lenny and
tell me
the
about
character
the
character of Mice and Men again?
George.
Yeah, George. That's like the dream George and Lenny had.
Just live off the fat of the Tsar.
Could you let me in your dream, you two? Nah, we don't let strangers in. I can cook and clean. I can clean the grease that's building on the top of the pizza oven.
Fucking Curly or whatever the fuck, and he's got that glove full of a food lube.
He food loops his hands every day.
He has a glove full of food lube so he can keep his hands soft.
Lenny mistakes his wife for a pizza and tosses her until she dies, snaps her neck.
God damn it.
I see the fluffy crusts. See the fluffy crust. You see the fluffy crusts, Lenny? Puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots him.
God damn it.
I like it. I want the movie script on my desk by Tuesday. Anyway, let's keep going, Alan.
Free tattoos, elixirs, and hopped cola. Is this the pizza shop for the 21st century? Let's see. Something funny is happening at ampersand sign pizza, the hip Chipotle for pizza spot that sprung up in Washington. Employees are actually tattooing the company's logo, which is just an and sign, an ampersand, on their bodies, and they're not using temporary ink. Let's see. This week, 15 employees are venturing to British Ink Tattoos, 6 blocks from the pizza restaurant in H Street Northeast, for a complimentary ampersand on their employer's dime. They've opened about a year ago. Every employee is eligible, no matter the tenure. Customers who spend $1,500, about the price of 150 pizzas, can also get a free tattoo of their choosing, too. Blah, 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 blah. It's not a typical pizza place. Walk in at the right moment, and you might find the staff dancing behind the counter. Let's see. There's no delivery drivers on staff.
Like a fucking nightmare.
There's no deliveries on. There's no delivery drivers. That's left to Postmates or Uber. It doesn't sell by the slice. It does not offer typical sodas. Let's see. Cookie cutter. LaStoria says about Coke, Pepsi in an interview on Wednesday night. Those flavor profiles have been loved by many, but never really tested in terms of, is this what people really like, or is this the only thing that's available? His store offers flavors such as mango and passion fruit. There's a pear and fig elixir, and hopped cola is in development. Let's see. The first shop opened in 2012. Let's see. It's urban and edgy. There are now 13 and pizza locations in the greater Washington area, and plans to open roughly 8 more stores in 2016. Some might be outside the nation's capital. LaStoria says they have developed new leaders to go forth and preach the and pizza gospel. Let's see. I don't know how I feel about this, Russ. This the founder looks like Dave Grohl.
We know some people at DC. Do you think we could get them, like, the foreign correspondents?
Maybe we could. I want to see what the fucking deal is with this hop.
DC, you're not. You're a couple hours away from DC. If you're ever going through that area again, will you get some of this fucking pizza and then badmouth these people? Like, I don't know, man. That sucks.
Maybe the pizza's good, though, Russ. I don't know.
Maybe it is. I mean, we all doubted Blaze Pizza.
What the fuck is hopped cola? Is that like they put, like, beer in the cola? What is it?
They put bitters in there to bitter the shit up, you know?
Why would they do that? Like,
because people are fucking dumb, I think.
Why don't you just drink some fucking Pepsi Max? I don't get these motherfuckers, Russ.
When you said alternative flavor profiles, I was like, yeah, just the Pepsi Max Cherry, and, Sun Drop.
Yeah, those are the three drinks.
Cactus Cooler. Like, yeah. You know, you're covering umami again, or whatever, the five different flavors. Whatever, ampersand pizza, whatever.
I mean, come on.
Should we go into Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toots?
Yes. News, Russ. I don't know if you checked Spotify recently, but Sega's added the classic Sonic the Hedgehog tracks to Spotify, along with a bunch of other Sega soundtracks like Jet Set Radio Future.
Whoa. I haven't listened to any of this yet. I feel like I'm behind.
Yeah. A lot of Crush 40 songs are up there.
I have not opened my heart. You see what I did there?
Yeah, they have pretty much every soundtrack from the very beginning, or from the very, like, first Sonic games to Sonic's Lost World up in there. So
yeah, I wanted to
go check that out.
The other day, do they have a Sonic Rush?
I don't know if they've got Sonic Rush on there, actually.
Composed by Hideki Naganuma.
Hmm. I'll have to go check that out.
Eric Andre fan. It's good shit. It's crazy. Yeah. It's got, like, little animals going, wah, wah, wah. I think I may have just killed your interest in it, but...
Yeah, that sounded awful, Russ.
I'm a singer-songwriter triple threat.
You want to handle this next story, Russ?
It couldn't be much worse than it. Do they have the Sonic Chronicles, the Dark Brotherhood music on there? Now, that would be fucking dope.
That's good shit. How about we get that. Sonic and the Secret Rings?
We've been using the same music for a year. I might switch to Sonic Chronicles next.
We should actually do that.
What do you think about that? That's not a bad idea.
We'll just mix it up. That's a good idea. Let's do that.
We're gonna do that, and then you're gonna tell us if you like it or not. We'll try it out. We'll see.
You mean am I tell us if you like it or not? Ravi, tell us if you like it. Because he's the only one that's gonna. They'll tell us. You want to handle this next story, Russ?
Oh, would I ever? Mysterious Sonic game. Unearthed from the resume of Silver's voice actor.
Yeah.
So let's see. A previously unknown mysterious Sonic the Hedgehog game has recently come to light, thanks to the resume of former Silver the Hedgehog voice actor Pete Capella. The title of the game is Sonic the Hedgehog Awakening. Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you
me?
Think that game was about, Russ?
I think you can ship Sonic characters together.
Then the Awakening is a sexual one.
Based on, they would produce offspring based on the... It's a Fire Emblem
Awakening joke. I get it.
Okay. But I would play a game where you make Sonic characters fuck. That's kind of what I've been waiting for a
Rouge
while.
Rouge the Bat's kind of like Tharja, if you think about it.
If you think about it.
Too thick for America.
Big the Cat's like that one librarian lady character who she can't produce offspring. There's one of the characters in a Fire Emblem Awakening does not have a child. One of the ladies. The rest do, though.
I can't remember which one that is.
Yeah, me neither. She had the one with the glasses. The glasses. Anyway. Big the Cat. Just imagine Big the Cat fucking. That'd be cool.
just imagine Big the Cat's dick. What do you think it looks like?
So,
you think it's big, too?
I bet it looks like a dog stick in a weird way. Like, you're like, why does he have a dog stick and not a cat stick? We'll never know.
Can you take the knot? Who knows?
Did you ever watch the Did You Know Gaming about Sonic Adventure 2?
No, what the fuck is Did You Know Gaming?
It's that one YouTube video. They had a video about Sonic Adventure 2, and they brought up the fact that the moon got blown up in Sonic Adventure 2, but then in subsequent games, the moon was normal and fine.
Well, because the moon you see from Earth is a fake projected one, because we never actually went to the moon in the 1960s.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you think fucking Kubrick faked it in the Sonic universe too?
Yeah, Kubrick faked the battle with Final with Bio Lizard.
The Final Chaos.
Yeah.
That's what Eyes Wide Shut was all about.
Basically,
you're trying to reveal that truth. What else?
Anyway,
God, see, maybe I've been taught. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just end the episode here now.
No, because we still got one more thing. Well, we got two more things to talk about in this segment. So we watched Sonic. Watched Sonic Boom episode 36, Valley of the Q-Bots.
We've gone a year now, and Sonic Boom has not gotten any better.
It's very bad still.
They're not trying, and we're not trying. I feel like if our criticism was better, we'd be able to fucking make this thing better. But instead,
how can we critique this, Russ? I mean, there's nothing going into it. There's no heart.
We could at least try. I don't know how to. If somebody's created a hit TV show, just watch mine and try to make it more like that.
Just like watch any show that's on TV and make it more like that. Anything.
They're gonna watch like 2.5 Men or Family. No, they watch Family Guy.
They definitely watch Family Guy. That's actually what they did. Somebody turned on the TV and they saw like a Family Guy rerun on TBS. And they're like, huh, very funny.
All you see is Family Guy on TV and Sonic the Hedgehog. God. Where there's good old fashioned values, of which we used to rely. Luckily, there's Sonic Boom, which has ruined everything. Anyway, that's not even that funny a song parody. I'm no Weird Al. My bad.
You're not a Weird Al.
Venturing into territory. I'm no Weird Al. anyway, translate. No, that's the third episode.
Yeah, I got the thing wrong. It's Valley of the Q-Bots.
So they just wanted to spit on Roger Ebert's grave. He wrote Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, and they said if he was alive, he would actively champion to have this cartoon taken off the air because it's polluting our children's minds. And as a backwards fuck you, they've named one of their episodes after one of his admittedly not good movies. But just
I heard it was a crazy movie, though.
I heard it's crazy. It's got Sharon Tate before pre-death. I would
hope it'd be pre-death, Russ.
Unless you're one of those types who are like, yeah, Sharon Tate's dead body.
What do you think? It was like a Weekend at Bernie's situation where they just like propped her up and like pretended she was alive?
Well, how different would Weekend at Bernie's have been if it was a sexy lady? Then it would be known as like a weird perv film.
It would be very weird if the guy from Weekend at Bernadette's or whatever the fuck, or it's like, yeah, my aunt died.
Let's keep her sexy body moving about.
The lipstick on
it's
her.
It's a layer more creepy.
Put makeup on this dead body.
It's around. So creepy. I'm just thinking about it.
It's very
but
fucked
like
up.
This exact same tone, which Weekend at Bernie's already had a fucked up tone, but once you put like weird, like
weird horny dudes like, moving a dead woman around is horrible.
Oh, this movie sounds fucking good. Let's green light it.
No, it sounds like a nightmare, Ross.
We should be in Hollywood, baby. Well, Hollywood is pervs. You've seen, you've been around.
Yeah, Tarantino, you know, I know.
Tarantino presents Weekend at Bernadette's.
It's just dead feet. It's just like, you know,
dead feet.
It's just like, you know, like they like put the toe, you know, they put the toe tags on dead bodies in the morgue. It's just a shot of that for like the entire movie. It's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. You think if they wanted to hide that she was dead, they'd take the toe tag off, though.
You would think, too, but it's tied on there real tight. And then, and weirdly enough, Quentin Tarantino's self-insert character comes on there and tries to undo the knot on the toe tag with his tongue. It's very strange.
Then still says the N-word.
Yeah. Tarantino, you can't do that all the time. You have to stop that. We know you're friends with Samuel L. Jackson, but you can't do that.
And you can't lick Samuel L. Jackson's feet, either.
No. That was the plot of Black Snake
Samuel
Moan.
L. Jackson...
That lady wanted to suck Samuel L. Jackson's toes, but he wouldn't let her, so he had to chain her to a radiator.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
That happened in Black
Snake
Moan.
As you've noticed, we haven't talked a lot about the Sonic Boom episode.
It sucks. It's the worst. It's...
We had to get on feet again.
We had to talk about sucking toes.
We could talk about Sonic's feet.
Do you think they're blue or tan?
I think they're tan. No. Well, not in the Sonic Boom universe, because his arms are all fucking blue and fucked up.
Mm-hmm. So they're blue, too.
Yeah, they're blue, too.
Fuck.
Let's just not even talk about the episode this week. That's our gift for doing this for a year. That's our gift to ourselves.
It sucked. It was some bullshit. The only thing that was upsetting enough to even warrant mentioning was they meet the Valley of the Cubots, where it's a bunch of rejected Cubots, and one of them is a girl, and they're like, Tails, can you fix this robot so we can fuck it?
Nobody listening to our podcast knows who fucking Cubot is.
Cubot's the cube robot.
You might as well say fucking Jeff. Fucking Jeff was on the show. Like, who the fuck is Jeff?
I don't.
Cubot.
Thing is,
you say Cubot like that's a thing.
Russ, like, I've seen 36 episodes. I don't fucking know who Cubot is. What is his character supposed to be? He's a robot, but he's dumb.
He's an asshole. He fucking sucks.
It doesn't make any sense, Russ. I don't get it. Whatever.
Does anybody here listen to our podcast, Sonic? You might as well just say random names at this point. Go on. Sorry. Cubot. Fuck Cubot. We should just rename the podcast Fuck Cubot. Podcast Speed and Delivery.
I mean, the thing is, the characters in the fucking show don't even know his name. They called him Cubert at one point. Like, Eggman doesn't even know who he is. God.
Cubert.
That was a horrible... Cubot's a bad character. Do you want to meet Eggman a good character?
Eggman keeps sexy pinups of himself because he's a fucking narcissist. A horny narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fuck me? Yeah, I'd fuck me kind of stuff. Anyway.
Do you want to meet a good character now, Russ?
Yeah, I want to meet a good character. Not fucking Cubot.
Okay.
Now I'm just pissed off at Cubot. Fuck
well,
that
here,
fool.
This will change your opinion. This will make you happy. This two to the week, this is a very special two to the week, is Xenia the Hedgehog.
Does she look like Lucy Lawless?
Can you tell me what... No, Xenia. Like Xena, but with an I in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what you think she looks like. You think she looks like Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless, but she's got dreads like Knuckles.
She's a hedgehog. I think echidnas only have dreads in Sonic universe. It's weird. I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
Click on the link. Her full name is Xenia Rose. Her spices, I think they're supposed to be species. This is spices. Hedgehog/vampire. Gender female. Appears 21. She's really 3,413. Her birth date is December 2nd, 1400 BC, which I guess that means this is written in 2013. But actually, that doesn't... Yeah, I guess that's 2014. That's stupid. Alignment...
2014 was a big year for a lot of people.
That's 2013.
Didn't StarCraft 2 come out that year?
2013? I don't know. No. Alignment, chaotic evil. Weapon of choice, sexy whip.
Whoa.
Likes, Yaoi, Yuri, Hiram, which I'm guessing is supposed to be harem, and anything sexual. Rule Whoa. Number 34. Dislikes
Whoa.
Anyone with commitments. So her look, now that you can see her, Russ, and she has sort of like vampire wings on her back, and she has a sort of like a low cut like dress with like the belly button cut out of it, and it kind of just hangs to the side, and she's got pants and an earring and some kind of like spiky hair. She's kind of got like a Lilith from or Morgan from Darkstalkers kind of vibe going on. Kinda.
I don't like it. When you're gonna rip off the great, you gotta. You're gonna rip off the greatest character in the history of literature, Morrigan.
Mm-hmm. So her
you're
friends
have to bring some fire.
Her friends and enemies. Her friends is Shinda the Wolverine. They didn't fill out likes, dislikes, or enemies. Her sex
Wait,
servants.
Why put it there?
I don't know. Her sex servants: Angau the Wolf, Eva the Enchantress, Shadron the Lost, Esther the Foxwolf, Iruna the Vampire. Iruna the Vampire Wolf.
No, Iruna Vampire Wolf, yeah.
Warp the Viking.
That's not an animal.
That's not an animal at all, dude.
Hey, that's really offensive to the Norse. They're fucking humans, like you or me.
I mean, Eva the Enchantress and Shadron the Lost.
Dude, one of these fucking 15-year-olds play the Lost Vikings and go, oh yeah, that's a fucking, that's like a video game characters aren't furries, guys. All of them. I mean, some of them are. Bubsy is. Fucking A.
Azina's Adventures. Oh, my God. As an attempt to bring order and stuff, I decided to make an RP page for it. So, Link, I haven't actually looked at that yet. But personality, Xenia is a sex-craving vampire who uses her body to get what she wants. She usually offers sex as payment, and 90% of the time it works for whatever deal she's making. But when that fails, she'll use whatever to get what she wants. Xenia can be cruel and manipulative, but unusually nice to her sex servants. She has a habit of turning almost any situation into a sexual one. Her powers?
Hey, guys. She's nice. She's like, she'll take him out to Dave and Buster's occasionally, and she'll pay for the hot wings. She'll pay for the jalapeno poppers, but like, fuck, she's like, god damn it.
She'll give you some tokens for the ski ball. Her powers? Sexual inducement. She can induce sexual arousal in others to make them crave sexual interaction. This power can work on both genders, their sexual interest, and people of any age. She can manipulate the lust, sexuality, and adultery of people. So I guess she's a cuckoo.
I think Xenia's a little backwards because it should be all genders, not both.
That's true. I was about to say I didn't like that she's imposing a gender binary. Sexuality and adultery of people, so she can control their cucking, I guess, their adultery.
she has infinite power over cucking. It's kind of like a stand power.
Animals and other creatures, whether increasing, decreasing, or causing or otherwise, or chancing lust, even manifesting the emotional energy to a physical level. I don't know what that means. Healing
has there
or
ever been a, has there ever been a horniness stand?
No, I mean, not explicitly.
Well, maybe one day.
All stands are kind of like an extension of the user's horny spirit.
Well, yeah, I mean, they all make you very horny. Killer Queen, Ellen.
Killer Queen.
Sexy robot.
Killer Queen is really, if you think about it, Killer Queen's kind of like the manifestation of his kinks.
If you think about it. Well, I think Ellen's stand would like create a magical closet that he could... like he'd allowed to hide and get cucked. I was gonna say trapped in the closet, but by R. Kelly.
Oh, but it'd be
burning down the house wouldn't be bad too.
No, but burning down the house is the stand from part 6. That's that magical room that Emporio can go into.
Except, oh yeah, you're right.
It'd be just like that, but a closet.
I forgot that it was a Talking Heads reference. I remember being something different.
It was burning down the house. Anyway, a healing aura, invisibility, illusion. They've misspelled her name again. Xenia, not Xenia, is able to manipulate what others perceive, such as making them see things that aren't actually present, or see things that are, or not see things that are. She can create illusions that are so realistic and powerful they can cause physical effects, such as cuts, bruises, burns, etc., to appear on the target and affect surroundings as if they were real. So, that's not what illusions are. That's kind of just, she just makes things happen, I guess. Perfect immunity. She can't get poison, get any diseases, and she can't be paralyzed. Teleportation. Now,
it
here's my.
Like she, It sounds like this person doesn't really understand like any all three of those things and just thinks of them as status effects of Pokemon.
Basically.
Yeah, that's not how...
She can't get burning or freezing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, quotes. Here's the best part. Quotes, in parentheses, in a sexual way, will you be mine, winky face?
Yeah, sure.
In a sexual way, you want some? In a sexual way, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, trivia.
Trivia. Xenia has the talent of telling a person sexual preference and ability by just tasting their blood.
God damn it.
So, I mean, that's
fucked up.
That seems like a stand power, maybe.
TMZ is going to hire her for some fucked up and unethical shit.
Just fucking taste my blood.
That's the truth. We'll never know.
Some of the Red Hedgehog Sonic fan posted on December 19th, 2013. Is someone here? Is someone here, Russ?
Well, can you repeat that? I spaced out there for a minute.
Red Sonic Hedgehog fan posted, is someone here? That's just a comment.
Oh my god. Someone.
Oh wait, whoa, hold on. This is more interesting than anything else. Red Hedgehog Sonic fan also said, Hedge, the sword is enchanted with elemental powers. Eggman, medals, Sonic, help.
Are they RPing?
He's RPing, but he's not talking to anybody.
He's by himself. Listen, I RP like nobody's watching. That's what I always say. That's what my tattoo says.
Oh, they are RPing. Oh my god. Oh, this is pretty good. We should read through this some other time.
Yeah. Look for some good RP.
Boner. Next time we have a guest on the show.
Pre-cum.
Kiss.
Nothing. Kiss.
That's a good girl. Kisses Esther. Return the kiss, her tail sway.
Woo!
Ooh, 15 kisses.
This is too spicy for my blood.
Ooh, lots of kisses.
Yeah, don't tell my mom I'm talking about this stuff right now. She'll get mad.
She doesn't like when you think about kisses.
Speaking of kisses, we've got some kisses for the fans in the form of answers to their questions.
Yes.
Ooh.
So our first one is at Twitter user at Nanami's Egg. If Sonic the Hedgehog fucked a pizza, how long would it take him to come?
Well, knowing Sonic, he's a tender lover, and he would treat that pizza right.
He wouldn't. You he would want the pizza to come.
Yeah. So, you know, he would go through the paces for that pizza.
You get the pizza wet first.
Well, don't you, Alan? I can never make my pizzas wet. How do you do it?
You massage the pizza lips.
I always make it suck my dick, but I never blow because I'm not that kind of guy.
You don't eat out the pizza?
I don't eat out the pizza. My sexist. My pizza is starting my bad.
You disgust me. People like you disgust me.
Is this why I don't have a girlfriend?
This is why you don't have a girlfriend, because you don't eat pizzas out.
I don't eat out the pussy, I don't eat the pizza. I eat the pizza, but I don't eat out the pizza, if you get what I mean.
No, I get exactly what you mean. It's very selfish of you.
I'm very selfish. I'm a selfish lover.
So unlike Sonic.
Yeah. Autobite asks, what holiday greetings do Sonic characters say? Who gets mad about not saying Merry Christmas? They actually say Merry Sonic Miss because in the Sonic universe, Sonic is the Jesus.
Yeah.
Eggman. Unless you consider that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eggman doesn't say it. He posts atheist memes on Facebook about.
In this moment, I'm euphoric, not because of any phony hedgehog, but by my own logic and reason.
Richard Dawkins. Eggman loves Richard Dawkins, and Dawkins loves Eggman.
Sonic took my honey away at the airport.
Yeah, he's too fast. Kids can't get the honey back.
This Tails kid and his clock. I don't trust it.
Yeah. Why should a child have a tornado? It looks shifty.
God damn it, Dawkins.
Tornado, I mean the airplane.
Yeah.
Well, holiday greetings do Sonic characters say? I don't know.
They probably.
I had a joke going through my head, but I can't remember. John, does Tails have two buttholes? No, he has three. Alex, he has three.
Where's the? Are they all like? Is it like a Splinter Cell night vision goggle type?
Yeah.
Situation. Okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I imagine.
Shitting for Sket. I should stop there.
It comes out like a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I've been reading the fan. It's like one of those like squeeze through Play-Doh. Toys.
Yeah, Play-Doh Fun Factory toy. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Alex said, "What are your opinions of Sonic's arm color changing back to tan as of Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games?" I'm glad.
I'm glad.
Yeah, because like, why the fuck were his arms blue?
It's good to see the international community finally taking a stand against.
Do you think his arms are tan because he's in Brazil and he's just soaking up that sun?
Yeah, I get that. I mean, that might be
maybe.
Maybe he got a Brazilian wax. Wah wah do 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 wah wah. Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. He got a Brazilian wax.
No, we got one more question.
Oh boy. We got one more question. This is an important one. This is from the owner of her own minute, and potential future guest. That's right, folks. We've got Irish legend, not American legend. Usually we have American legends on the show, so we never ever really get our chance to get a true in the blue. That's right. Real Irish super. Yeah. True in the green. Think about it. Super friend of the show. That's right. Owner of her own minute. Robin asks, why haven't you stopped? Well,
we're about to.
My beautiful wife. Yeah. Why haven't we stopped this episode? Cause we just got to the ending. So thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for reminding us.
You thought you caught us in a fucking trap. Well, guess what? Boom, baby. Marriage is a constant war, if you ask me.
I don't think that's what it's supposed to be like, Russ.
I don't have a girlfriend.
You just watched the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you just think that it's just people shooting and like fighting each other all the time. That's not what it's supposed to be.
It makes me horny.
It's supposed to be a sub and dom. People. Marriage is supposed to be between a sub
Mr.
and a dom.
Mr. and Mrs. But sub and Dom Smith, is that what it was originally? Was that your original screenplay for it before they kind of modified it?
Yeah, they changed everything. They made them both switches. I don't get it.
It's fucked up. I guess
plugs.
And I think that's a little mean-spirited, because it's like subs, it's trying to say like, well, they have to both be switches, because you know, there can't just be like a sub that can kick ass, and I disagree. There are plenty of subs throughout history who have fought and killed and kicked ass. And I'm just sick every day to think that subs are being pushed down.
I'm tired of us only being recognized during Sub History Month.
Yeah. Why isn't there Dom History Month?
God, you Dom's got, Dom history? Dom's, you've had Dom History Month for the last 100 and something years.
See, it's hard to peaceful protest of subs and they're getting like spanked and they're like, you can't stop us. It just makes us stronger. That's not a funny thing to do because real people have struggled in the past, but it's just funny to think of subs peaceful protesting and getting blasted with water. It's not funny, but it is. It's problematic. And isn't that great?
God, it's fucked up.
It's funny.
I chained myself to a tree to keep it from getting cut down, but it was. But they just ignored me, and it was neglectful. So it was actually good.
Why do you have so many chains, by the way, already?
What? Oh, that's they never run. They never unhook the chains, so they just left them there. It's neglect play, so it's actually good. See, the good thing about neglect play is if you're just into it, then anything is pretty much good.
Oh man, a whole year.
We've come a long way.
God damn it, we've come a long way. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, twitter.com. You can follow us at Hogcast. Follow me, Pisco.
At Hogcast SD. You didn't even get the fucking Twitter right. We've had it for a year.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, who cares? Nobody follows it.
More like at Hogcast suck dick. That's what the Ratchet Boys said, but they're dead now.
Now I'm fucking dead in the ground, baby. Woo!
Woo!
I mean, Bulk!
Oh, I hated that.
Alan... Bulk!
Ugh.
Actually, Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rate and subscribe on iTunes. Please share on some social media, especially if you have a lot of Twitter followers or you're insanely attractive. Maybe get a tattoo of it and put it on your body.
Yeah, get like a... You know that pizza place is giving out ampersand tattoos. Maybe we should give out Hogcast tattoos.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I'll pay for
it. We should both get Hogcast tattoos. I'll do it. Fuck.
Where would you put anything. It? Your ass?
How about I put it on my right ass cheek and you put it on your left?
Isn't that just kind of like a worst idea of all time? D. Oh, the Tenacious D. Okay. Yeah, we could do that. I was thinking about like my taint, maybe, because that'd be like the one that's like a hard to see place anyway. Your taint's kind
of
like...
Well, it give you more of an excuse to show your taint off, which you're always, you know, you're always looking for ways to get
always looking at ways to flash that gooch.
Oh, man. Wait, is that... okay.
That's a word for taint, isn't it?
Yeah, rate, subscribe on iTunes.
The Biffin's Bridge?
I really don't know. I was going to say Gucci Gucci, and then I was like, is Gucci Mane like taint Mane? Like, is he taint hair? Is that... I don't know.
No.
It's Italian for taint, Gucci.
Yeah, Rohan goes to Gucci. It was real fucked up. It was just him just rubbing taints. It was messed up.
It was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
He would flip open a person's flip over taint and then rewrite stuff about it. Rewrite their fetishes.
He'd rewrite their fetishes and they turn people into sub from sub to dom.
Which you found a little offensive. Like, Araki's not perfect. He can be problematic at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flipping through the pages of a taint.
This is... Oh, man.
See, you know how we talked about using the euphemism flipping through pages for, like, fingering a vagina? But I guess Rohan can do that literally.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know what else is true? The end of the podcast. Yep. Live and learn.
Are we really going to end... Hold on, Russ. Are we really going to end the podcast with talking about Rohan flipping through pages of China?
What else are we going to end on?
I guess you're right. Live and learn.
Live and learn. Live and learn.
Live and learn.